If you'll take your Bibles with me this morning, turn to Isaiah. And we're going to be working out of the couple of chapters. We're going to be doing just a verse out of chapter 42 and then a little bit out of chapter 43. Earlier, I forgot to invite you, if you are new with us this morning, we're glad that you're here. But if you take one of those connection cards you'll find in your row in front of you and put your information on that, we'd like to just stay in touch with you and send you a letter of thanks. And also, if you take it to the Welcome Center, they'll give you a card for a local coffee shop. So we'd love to do that with you. And as well, if you have any prayer or follow-up requests for any of us, you can include that on there and we'll care for that this week. So we're going to look at something in chapter 42, verse 9. It's the only verse I'll come to, and then I'd like for you to read that whole chapter, or that first nine verses when you get a chance here, but just starting at verse 9. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Then skip over to chapter 43. And I'm going to begin at verse 15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former thing. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. How do you feel in the fall? Still trying to figure that out. How do you feel in the fall?
The best time of year.
Best time of year. I like the positive one. How do you feel in the fall? Oh, fall is here. How do you feel in the fall? What? Fantastic. How do you feel in the fall? Anybody know? What's that? I still didn't hear you, sorry. Tell us the answer and we'll shout it. Don't you love that? How would your doctor feel if you did that? So doctor says, how do you feel? I don't know, you tell me. You should know how you feel, don't you? Leanne, how do you feel in the fall? See? I like that. Sad the summer's gone. Some feel fantastic. Some feel great. How do you feel? Thankful for all the stuff out of the garden. Yeah, I'm waiting a little bit yet. I'm going to have some great apples this year. There's some good fall. No, I'm talking about fall of the season, not about falling. If you fell, I'm sorry for you. There's lots of things to feel about fall, isn't it? It's a great time of the season because it's a brand new beginning. We're launching into a new day here at the church. But how do you feel about what lies ahead for you in this next season of life? Huh? How do you feel about what lies ahead for us as a congregation at Bonavista Church? Well, I always enter into the fall with this combination of great anticipation with this shadow of apprehension behind it. That's the thing about the future. It's open wide with all kinds of possibilities and wonder, and yet we still have that nagging sense of insecurity, of uncertainty. We don't know what the future will bring. We know that mixed with great possibilities comes the possibility of trouble and pain and difficulty. Does anyone here know exactly what tomorrow will bring? Proverbs 27:1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. In other words, don't put your confidence in what will happen tomorrow because you really don't have any idea, you don't have any really control over what tomorrow will bring. And here's our human response. If we don't have control over it, then we become afraid of it. Apprehensive, uncertain. And there's no more apprehensive or uncertain time than when we go to transition. Let me be clear. As a church, we are going through transition. We know it, we've heard about it, we feel it. And as a result, a little uncertain about what tomorrow will bring. We don't always like it. We wish we knew what was coming so that we could be prepared for it. But that's not how life works. There's another word I like in the middle of all of this feeling of uncertainty. It's the word new. Now, new is something I can look forward to. It's what we loved about school beginning in the fall. Now, I don't know if you are like this or not. Some kids are really anxious to go back to school. Others are really uncomfortable with going back to school. Others wish they never had to go to school in the first place. But there's still something exciting about new. At least with school, you get new shoes or new backpack, maybe new jeans. Well, actually, they're torn up enough to look like they're very old, but they're brand new. You paid more. You ever notice that? Go to Costco, you can get a pair of Kirkland jeans, brand new, $15.95. They look new. You go to another store like West 49, and you pay $152 for them that look all torn and worn. But, you know, that's the cost. New pencils. Ah, new classroom, new teacher. For some, a new school or new friends. It's all new. As I looked at our fall this year, it seemed to me that I could and we could together use a clear word of encouragement from the Lord. Our current circumstances, whatever they may be for you or for us as a church, never tell the whole story. We need to see through the eyes of God. We need to hear from the heart of God. We need to be held close by the hands of God.